Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Linda Bellaruiz is back with us today to talk to us not only about her amazing journey that she's been on in life, but also how she's been able to help people, not only through her own personal story that she shares in her book, From Tears to Triumph, but just by living her life the way that she's been able to. She's been doing a lot of traveling, too, just like us. We're going to talk to her about that traveling and also what she's been able to show people about their own possibilities in life. If you just know hearing about Linda, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can stay connected with her. But Linda, hello to you and welcome back to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me. It's wonderful to be here.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. Always a pleasure, Linda. And, you know, it doesn't seem as though it's been a long time since you've been on with us, but I guess because we stay connected through social media like so many other people do these days. Linda, we were just talking about the traveling that you've been doing, and you've been doing traveling overseas versus with us. We've just been traveling inside the States. I mean, one of the things you've been able to do in sharing part of that journey is to be able to encourage people, to inspire them. What has that been like for you to use your life that way?
I feel really blessed and honored that I'm able to be present and willing to listen to prompts in my life to do service for others. 5 months a year, I live down in Mexico in a small fishing village, and I get this wonderful opportunity to be present and say, Lord, what do you have for me today? And the most wonderful things pop up, from taking care of animals, to helping a homeless family find lodging, to touching hearts. And lo and behold, this year I was asked to be a speaker at a conference on the International Day of the Woman and share my story of consequences and how I took bad decisions and made something from them. And I was also approached this year in Mexico to help in a new restoration home for sex trafficked girls. So it's been awesome. I'm just awed at the doors that opened for me.
Yeah. You know, I have tried, and we talk a lot about on this program, Linda, about the importance of being present, as you said, but also how, you know, for so many people, they're unable to do it because they are so tied to the past. The great thing about individuals like yourself is that in the book, like I referenced earlier, how I was initially introduced to you, From Tears to Triumph, you've been able to reflect on who you were, you know, what you've been able to do and where you're headed. How has that reflection, how has that helped you in the work that you've kind of dedicated your life to?
Well, given my past and the terrible choices I made and the consequences that came from that make me unable to judge others for their bad choices. And it gives me a more open heart to seeing that we don't have to be stuck in our past. We do not have to be victims. My life story that is written in the book, From Tears to Triumph, show that I was able, and through the power of the Lord, I obviously just didn't jump up one day and say, I can do this. I did have help. I had support. But then I had to make my own personal decision to accept it and do something with it. And then from there, I was able to go on and make a difference in this world. And that's what it's about. It's not about being the victim and staying stuck. It's about learning from those decisions and moving forward. And that's what I want to have as the legacy of my life.
Right. And definitely, I think that is what people will know about you. Could you have imagined, Linda, when you are reflecting, that girl that we met in From Tears to Triumph would be able to impact people around the world the way that you have been able to?
No. Not at all. I just live my life, and I know I've never been normal, the normal of normal. I know that I've always been different and willing to take risks, but I didn't think that my story would have such an impact. When I sat down to write the book a few years ago, I did it for my children and my grandchildren. I wanted to leave my story. And the fact that the book took on a life of its own and began winning awards and started impacting people from here to Ireland, where it's been preached from the pulpit into South America, Canada. It's beyond me. And now there's a group in Mexico in this village that I live in called Barra de Navidad, the land of Christmas. There's a group looking to turn it into a movie. So we don't know where our life stories are going to go. We just have to sit back and be prayerful and do the best we can and let the Spirit take it from there.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I one of the things you said that I want to go back to, Linda, that I think is so interesting, because I wish, you know, I have, you know, this is one thing I worked on. I had a great example in my grandmother of why it is so important for us not to judge others or to try to criticize others or to lord over others. You said because of your past, of course, that has helped you in not being able to do that as well. The thing I wanted to ask you, though, was, you know, as you're looking back, and I keep bringing this up because I think so many times there are people who have such hatred for themselves and for their lives and have no idea of the greatness inside themselves. Do you think because of where you came from, do you think that is what has made you so empathetic and made you so possible of being present and being able to want to help others?
Oh, absolutely. You know, sometimes we wonder, oh, I could only go back and change this, that, or the other. And I've reflected on that a lot in my life. And the truth is, no, I wouldn't have changed the fact, as hard as it was, that I met a man who turned out to be a pimp and then beat me up and wanted to, and did, put me on a street corner. And yet I wouldn't change that, because what happened from that point on changed my life, and actually for the better. So if I changed that, I would change everything else about me. So the decision was, terrible things happened. So what do I do with those terrible things? And I have turned it into helping others less fortunate. Absolutely, my past means everything now in my present. So when I fight along with Courage Worldwide and other organizations that set out to stop sex trafficking, it's because I have a place in my heart that says, yes, I didn't suffer the abuse that so many of them did, although I had my own abuse experience, but I have the empathy for anybody caught up in that. And how can I not reach out and say, yes, I want to be part of this fight?
Yeah. I think that, again, is the amazing thing. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome back to our program today Linda Bella Ruiz. We're talking to her not only about her amazing journey, but also what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. She's done it initially through her book, From Tears to Triumph, but also through the work that she talked about on this program last time she was here, and that was what she's been able to do as an advocate, to bring attention to trafficking, and, of course, to be able to raise awareness along the way. You know, I think the what's next question, it's something that all of us kind of ask ourselves sometimes, Linda, when we're looking at our lives and thinking about the work that is there for us to do. Do you think that's one of the things that helps you to remember that your life does have purpose, because you know that your best work is not behind you?
Yes, yes. Every day my mantra has been, Lord, what do you have for me today? And then I have to have a willingness, a prayerful willingness, to look around and say, what does that mean today? Is it a neighbor that needs help? Is it that, you know, simple? Is it a stray dog that needs to be rescued? Is it a family that needs housing? Is it a generation of sex trafficked girls that need to be freed? It goes from the most simplest to the most important things in the world. And each of us have that power to look around us and say, Lord, how can I be of service today? And then we're doing our best in that moment and in that day. My life takes me on all kinds of journeys because of that willingness to just say, Lord, what do you have for me?
And I think that question, I think, too, in realizing that it's bigger than you, I think that is another big thing. We referenced social media earlier. I was saying that's how we've been able to stay connected with you. Linda, what has it been like for you to use that platform and to be able to see the response? You know, I smile to myself because I think one of the great things that even on social media, you know, we're able to communicate, you know, in different tongues on there, to be able to communicate with people, stay connected with them, to share so that everyone can be able to enjoy the experience. What has it been like for you to be able to use that platform that way?
It's been an honor, seriously an honor. And when Conversations Live listed me as one of the 25 women to change the world in 2016, I just had to sit back and go, really? I remember writing you and going, really? Because I don't see myself as being on a list of 25 women that can change the world. So that makes me reflect and go, okay, I'm not Mother Teresa, so how can a Linda Bale Ruiz from the vineyards of Northern California be on this list? And I have to look and see that it's because of a platform that says, I can't maybe change the whole world, but I can change those around me. And that right. is changing the world. You don't have to be Mother Teresa. You can be the neighbor, like I said. You can be the one that stands up in a small village in Mexico and says, come on, guys, let's get together and raise money to fix the beach access and all the things that we do down there. We each have a platform. It's how we're going to use it. I'm honored to be on that list. And like I told you at one point, what if all of us on that list got together? Can you imagine right. what we could brainstorm and come up with? And I thank you for that. Yes, it's a great platform, and I don't take it with ego. I take it in a very humbled heart that says, okay, Lord, then let me be even better. Let me do even more than I do.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely deserved, Linda. I think the other thing is, and since we started that list a couple of years ago, I think for me it really has been about, you know, lives. And I think that is, I think, and like you said, there are so many people who don't even realize their own personal power because they don't think of the lives that they touch and the impact of yeah. that. I know that took some time for me to even get used to. But I think because of people like you and the other 24 amazing women on that list, I think that we all are able to analyze ourselves, look at ourselves and say, you know what, I mean, what can we do, you know, to be a life changer? And it really begins with just being the best of ourselves. I did have this question for you, though, and it's a legitimate question, and I think all of us, you know, can benefit from the answer. Linda, what keeps you motivated? What keeps you optimistic?
Wow. That's a good question. I think I was born with it. That's the only way I can explain it. It's not something that I have to work at. It's the passion that generates within me. It's something, I call it spirit because I know it's beyond me, that I look around and just have this passion to help others. When I give to others, and I think we're all this way if we think about it, we receive. You know, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Every time we give to others, we're fueled even more. So I think I learned early on that when I gave to others, I felt even better, and I got addicted to that. So the more I give, the more I receive. So I gave more to receive more, and it's grown over time to where others think I do these amazing things, and so many of them, and to me it doesn't seem that way. I think I'm addicted to how it feels to be of service to others.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely not a bad thing, for sure, I think.
No.
And I think it's one of those things that all of us, I think, can be able to learn from, I think, because there are so many things in life that can take our joy. And I think when we're able to reflect on the things that kind of give us hope and give us that feeling that, okay, maybe our best days are not behind us, I think that is definitely a good thing. when people reach out to you, and I know you experience this in a personal way, Linda, but also through social media, I mean, when they are able to tell you how something you have done has affected them, when they're able to show you through a comment about how much you mean to them, you know, how do you take it in? How do you kind of reconcile that with what is something that seems to come natural as who you are?
I first try to not let my ego swell, because that's a tendency, you know, in the human world, and think, okay, this is all about me and how great I am. And it's not that at all. If I can leave that ego aside and work on leaving that ego aside, I know that the benefit that I receive from what I'm able to give is beyond me. And that brings tears to my eyes and a smile to my heart. And I know that I'm blessed with the most wonderful people following, those that follow me on Facebook, those that go to my website. They see something in me that I'm happy that they do, because that's the person I want to be, not the victim, not the young girl who made terrible mistakes and ended up beaten up and in a corner wondering how she ever got there or how she would ever get out of an abusive relationship. I'm blessed for those that follow me. And the fact that I have a following, as humbling as that can be, that tells me, okay, then let me share how they can do something in the world through my example, not the sermon, but the sample. And this morning I joined a group online that is asking the new president-to-be to put money towards to end sex trafficking, for example. And I am hoping, it's called Generation Freedom, that we right now can be the generation that ends this terrible thing called human trafficking that brings in, Cyrus, $150 billion a year in profits and has 20.9 million people enslaved. We can do something in this generation, not me alone, not you alone, not Sally or Jane, but all of us together. And I'm hoping that by living an example of what it was to come from terrible decisions to making a change in the world, others will be inspired to join, to sign petitions, to be behind this movement that says, let's stop this modern day slavery. I'm hoping that all I've done in my life will lead others to follow.
Yeah, yeah. I've been asking this question quite a bit, even though I don't script the show. Linda, I think this is one of the things that I have been asking, because I'm curious as to people who live in different areas, what their ideas. Does it surprise you that things like human trafficking are still such a big problem in 2016? Do you think it's one of those things where if it doesn't affect me directly, that people just don't give the type of thought to it as if it was something that they were personally impacted by?
Human and sex trafficking of minors is growing. It's not like it was a problem and it's still just a problem. It is growing. It used to be one of the top three criminal activities. There was drugs, arms, and human trafficking. Well, it's grown to the top. It has become the most highly profitable crime we have in the world. So that shows that it's not going to go away, and it's not happening in third world countries. It's happening in our backyard. It's happening here in the United States. And it's not foreign girls being trafficked and sold and tortured here. It's our girls. And so we have to open our eyes. We have to make it important, because it's our daughters. It's our grandchildren. It's our girls. And it's not something that's going to go, that is not going to go away unless we say stop it and do something to make it happen.
Right, Right. I think that is one of the things, again, for us to be able to keep in mind, and again shows the personal responsibility that all of us have. A great tie-in, actually, Linda, to my first guest this hour, for those joining us on the radio dial, who also talked about our own personal responsibility. Linda, you know, there are so many great things that you have done. There are more great things that you are involved in. How can our audience stay connected with you and keep up what's coming up next for you?
They can follow me on Facebook, which is Linda Bello Ruiz, B-E-L-L-O hyphen R-U-I-Z, Linda Bello Ruiz. They can go to my website, lindabelloruiz.com, where I have resources. So if you feel, somebody feels that they have seen support, for example, sex trafficking happening, there's a phone number that they can call. There's resources there if you need help. If there is abuse going on, there's places that you can go to get help. Follow me, contact me. My book, From Tears to Triumph, was the beginning. I innocently wrote that book just to share my story, not knowing that it was going to be used to help others. I have, of all things, a following in jail, in a men's jail, and they've been reading my book. And when they, some of them have gotten out of jail, then they ask to be a Facebook follower. They want to keep up with my journey. And so those are things that I never thought would happen. And it's all about believing. It's about making good decisions. It's about not being stuck in your past. So I invite anybody to contact me. If they want some counseling, if they want resources, contact me. I'm here.
Linda, we really appreciate you being able to stop back by, and you would think by the third time I would pronounce your last name correctly. But there will be another time, so I will definitely make sure that I'm ready next time. Linda, I'm so excited for you. I'm so proud of the work that you're doing, and so glad to call you a friend. It's been great keeping up with your journey over the past couple of years. I know there's a lot of more great things to come. Thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate you returning on the program.
I love being here. I love following you and our budding friendship. So, yes, let's keep in touch.
Definitely will. As you heard Linda mention, she is one of our 25 women changing the world of 2016. You all can find the full list by going to cyrusweb.com there. And, of course, you can find it on our website as well as in the new edition of Conversations Magazine as well. You can find it there. You can get to the magazine through cyrusweb.com as well. Just click on the magazine cover there. It'll take you over there so you can read the magazine online. We thank Linda for joining us again, and thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. If you all came in late and you're joining us online and you missed part of the show, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites on Facebook and Twitter. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.